for your miracles that happen every single day. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And today I'm going to sort of return to the series that we were doing about starting the day right. We were talking about the gratitude blessings that we make in the morning. But I'm just going to shift a little bit from the gratitude blessings to something we say every morning in our prayers. There's a prayer which we do in the morning. In fact, we do it three times a day, but we also do it in the morning, called Amidah, which is the blessings that we say when we pray. And at the end of every Amidah, there is a blessing called Mordim Anachnu Lach. There's a prayer of gratitude. We say we thank God for all the things that He gives us and so on. Now, the morning blessings, we often thank God for the things that we take for granted, but they're not miraculous. I mean, they're just things that do happen, but we train ourselves not to take it for granted. We'll come back to some of those. But this one has another dimension to it. It's not about not taking things for granted. It's also about seeing things that we don't often see. So there's a beautiful phrase in that paragraph that we thank God, Al nisecha shebechol yom, for your miracles that happen every day, the al nifla otecha, and for your wonders shebechol eight, that happen all the time, erev vaboker v'tzaharayim, evening, morning, and afternoon. Nisecha and nifla otecha are words that mean miracles, things that transcend nature, that just are unexpected. They don't normally happen. They're kind of wondrous things. And what the prayer teaches us is something really phenomenal. That if we really reflect on our life, even when things are challenging, because, you know, that's a deeper meaning of what it means when it says evening, morning, and afternoon. Evening is darkness, morning is brightness. It's like the good times, the bad times. Whatever it is, we often think about it. If we think about it really, really carefully, we'll be able to discover not taking for granted some of the things that go on in everyday life, but actually to actually discover that there's some miraculous things that keep on happening. You know, you're just in the right time at the right place. You were supposed to be, you know, my wife many, many years ago was carjacked by someone, obviously, you know, who was trying to steal a car. He had a knife and she miraculously escaped. And the biggest miracle of all is at that time of the day, she always had an infant baby in the car, and that baby had just started going to kindergarten the day before. Just like amazing. And there's things like that all the time in our life. Just things that we didn't think, you know, this might sound silly, but we just took 25 young adults on a retreat this past Shabbat, a Kayemet retreat, and it was a beautiful area, but it was supposed to rain on Shabbat. That's what the weatherman said. I just held off. The clouds got a bit gray and then it stopped raining. I don't know why God did that, but it was amazing. And there were so many things that happened throughout the 2 days that I didn't expect would happen. That just made it so much better. Things that just somehow just fell into place. And one of the things that we really ought to do is to think about and reflect some of those amazing things that happen in our life that just helped us progress, helped us grow, helped us be focused. Just things that could have not happened, but nevertheless, by divine providence, did happen. Now, sometimes we know, and our commentaries tell us, that we also have to acknowledge that there are some things that happened that are miraculous that we don't even know about. Only God knows about them. But they're there. We might have been in real danger or something, and just we were saved, and we might not even be aware of it, that God saved us at the last moment. So that is the essence of this blessing. So there's two kinds of gratitude, I guess. Excuse me. There's two kinds of gratitude. There's gratitude not to take things for granted, like simple things. So we get up in the morning, we put on our clothes. That's not miraculous, but it comes from God. He's the source of all blessing. But it's the part of nature that we wake up in the morning, we can walk and we can talk and things like that. Now, of course, there are those that cannot do these things and we should never take them for granted, which I understand our abundant blessing. But at the same time, we have to also know that there's other things in life, not just the regular things that we expect to happen, which we don't take for granted, but actually there's extra special things that happen all the time. Al nisecha shebechol yom, all your miracles. So I think we just need to reflect, and it's a meditation I can't do for you, but you can do yourself. Why don't you stop, close your eyes, and just think about the last week. And think about the last week, just sort of do what we always do. We become aware, focus on your breathing for a little bit. And then just think about the last week, about what happened, what are the good things, what had to happen for it to be fall into place. And the more we notice, the more we think about it, we'll discover amazing things in our life. And we should thank God for those. And that's why every day in the Amidah, we thank God for your miracles every day and for your wonders at every time, night, morning, and afternoon. Have a wonderful day and go discover those miracles.